What's going on, Bulls Nation? Welcome back to the Whole Lotta Bull Podcast. I'm Troy. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls_Troy, and you can follow the show at Whole Lotta Bull. Well, it's been a minute. It's been a few months since my last recording. Most of you who do follow me on Twitter would know, you know, the reason that I haven't recorded for quite some time now. I've had a change of jobs, you know, with my previous role, I was on the road all the time. I was my own boss, so I could essentially do whatever I pleased. Now I don't have that luxury. Work in an office, you know, with something that requires my attention at all times. And then also, you know, as most of you guys know, all of my kids, their schedules are quite full on, so any downtime I get, it's basically just relaxing adult duties and all that sort of fun stuff as a family person. So appreciate you guys that have stuck by me without me recording for a while. But in this episode, I did throw it out there on Twitter. It was going to be a mailbag. So thank you to Neil over at C-Red UK for sending in the only question. Appreciate you, Neil. Obviously, you guys are doing amazing stuff over there with C-Red UK. You and Matt, so keep it up, mate. Great stuff. So Matt asked me about what was my biggest takeaway from a Tourist Kind of Services presser after the ending of the season to Miami in that absolute disgraceful loss to them. Hopefully that he did say a lot that he realized that he takes full responsibility for the team not getting as far as their expectations. Any time that they do not get deep into the playoffs, that is a failed season, which has been a bit different than what he has said in previous presses that he does. And we all know that AK is only in front of the press 3 times a year, be it the draft, free agency, or might be 4 times, trade deadline and the end of season presser. So hopefully he has actually realised that outside of his words of saying that this group doesn't work, hopefully he actually does something about it and starts to put some changes together to change this team. Because it, like he said in the presser, this group doesn't work. The first thing I'd be doing I'd be looking for a Zach LaVine trade. Because obviously we all know that Zach wants out. By all accounts, they want him out. We had those reports coming up to the trade deadline that there was basically a deal in place with the Detroit Pistons to send Zach there for Bogdan Bogdanovic. And I think it was Joe Harris as well, which would have given us 2 shooters, which, if any of you have seen on my Twitter, whether I'm not sure if it was my own personal account or the Whole Lotta Bull account, I said a couple of things that I wanted to see from, like, in the off season, changes to be made. One with Zach LaVine was trying to trade him for 2 wing shooters, and not guys who are, you know, sitting in that 33-37% range and all, they've just had a hot year like Torrey Craig did last year. Guys who are career 38%+ shooters. We need guys in this team whose number one skill set is shooting. If any of you guys listen to Bloody Horns podcast, shout out Justin. You would have heard him say names like Duncan Robinson and Sam Hauser. Like these kinds of guys, their role on their team is to be a shooter. That is something that we sorely lack in this team. We need shooting. I would be looking on draft day if there's some sort of deal that can get done. If not draft day, as early as possible in free agency. Get a deal done. Get Zach moved for some shooting. That's one, number one on my priority list. Number 1A, which is very, very, like, you could quite easily argue that this should be the number one priority, because I would definitely not agree with, sorry, I would not disagree with you if that's what you said. Trade Nikola Vucevic. I've seen witch's cones or traffic cones, whatever you want to call them, play better defense and move better than Nikola Vucevic. He is an absolute train wreck on defense. We even see plays on, look, that play me with Jaime Jaquez Jr. where Vucevic was half-ass closing out on him, meets him at the free throw line, and Jaquez just quite easily blew by him for the slam. Now, yes, Jaime Jaquez is much more athletic than what Vucevic is. Well, it's not really hard, like, shit, I'm probably more athletic than him, and I'm badly overweight. With that said, like, we need to find a deal where we can get... How do you... It's hard to... Like, who? Okay, in reality, who the hell is going to take on Vucevic's contract? Another 2 years at $40 million left. Who the hell is going to want that? Probably no one. But, hey, if you can trade him off for a second-round pick in an expiring contract of someone, like, say... I don't know, for example, to Oklahoma City, just trade him into someone's salary cap space, which, again, I know who's going to do that. Do whatever you can to get off his, to get him off your contract, well, off your books. Like, he is dead space. He's not even efficient anymore in his offensive. His three-point shooting, while unlike some people who would have you believe, he was never a great three-point shooter to start with. I mean, at best, he was sitting in that low to mid-30s. He had that 1 year in the season that we traded for him, that he had that shooting 40% three-pointers. That 1 year was an outlier. He's never been a great three-point shooter. So if anyone ever tries to say differently, they're just flat-out wrong. Fred, looking at you. But he's not even efficient in the low block and being a postman. And I mean, I was a Vooch defender when we got him. I was a Vooch defender for the first couple of years. And now I just cannot defend this guy anymore. Like, he has fallen off the cliff so badly, it's hard to put into words. And we all know in the podcast game, you need words. But Vooch has just dropped off so badly. Like, it's ridiculous. He needs to go. The type of center I want on this team, as many people have said, is that Nick Claxton type. I've even thrown out the name Jarrett Allen. I'm not saying you need to go get Jarrett Allen. I'm saying, I would like you to go after Nick Claxton for 100%, but that's the type of center you need on this team. A tall, athletic, preferably young, rim-running shot blocker. I mean, that's essentially what we need. Hey, if we manage to score some lottery luck on draft at the NBA draft lottery, and somehow our currently slated number 11 pick falls into the top two, and we can draft Alex Saar, who's played over here in Australia for the Perth Wildcats, I believe he's originally from France, I'd be all for it. Like, if you can somehow get some lottery luck and draft Alex Saar, you'd do it. And just get rid of Vucevic for whatever the hell you can. I don't care. Get a half-eaten moldy sandwich for all I give a shit. Just get him off this team. DeMar DeRozan. I mean, like many of you guys, I absolutely love and appreciate what DeMar has done for this team. He's probably the closest thing to the, you know, end of Bulls career Michael Jordan that we've seen offensively anyway. But don't worry, I'm not comparing him to MJ. Just say offensively, he's probably the closest thing we've seen in terms of skill set, again, offensively, to MJ. Like, with that master of the mid-range, that clutch gene, everything he's done for this Bulls team over the last 3 years, I can't thank him enough for. And if he does choose to leave in free agency, I will stand and applaud him and thank him. If I was in Chicago and I could, I'd shake his hands, go, thank you. You're a Bulls legend as far as most of Bulls Nation's concerned. Now, would I actually want to re-sign him? At the reported, and I believe this came from Casey Johnson, there was a reported number of 2 years, $40 million per season. I would not bring back DeMar on that sort of number. Like, not someone going into year 16 of their career in 17. For DeMar's skill set, where he's as great as he's been, he's very much a one-trick pony. He's offensively minded. He's not a great. He's not a good defender at all. You can't be paying $40 million for someone who essentially doesn't play defense and can only score some mid-range. Like, I'm sorry, but I wouldn't pay $40 million a year for that. So if you can move on. If that's the type of deal that he's demanding, but even apparently word is longer, like an extra, he wants 3 years and not two. I'd be trying to organise a sign and trade for DeMar, send him off back to Los Angeles, potentially to the Clippers. Get back whatever young, preferably younger assets that you can, draft picks, whatever you can get. I don't know, it's hard to describe at the moment. But you don't pay $40 million a year for someone who's going to year 16 unless they're like generational talents like the LeBrons, that class of player. We just know that Patrick Williams is going into restricted free agency. Honestly, I would not. I mean, I only saw that his qualifying offer is just a shade under $13 million. Like, shit. I don't even think he's worth that, to be honest. Granted, he's missed most of this season again with injury. Obviously, we know he lost basically his entire second season due to injury with that Mitchell Robinson foul against the Knicks. So, yeah, he's missed some time due to injuries, and that's not entirely his fault. No player obviously wants to get injured. But what he's been... I was about to say what he's been able to do. It's more like what he hasn't done. He's had momentary flashes here and there. He's had a game here and there. He's never been able to put anything into any sort of consistency at all. He's like, you know, we signed Kobe White to that $13 million deal per year for 3 years. At least Kobe has shown some form of consistency. Patrick hasn't done that. I mean, if he comes back, it's going to be on. It should not be on anything other than a qualifying offer, and he's not even worth that, in my opinion. I've only got a limited time here to record this episode, so I'm just trying to think of some other things on the fly to talk about quickly. Javon Carter, get him off the team. Like, take a second round pick from Oklahoma City. That's in the year 10,056. I don't care. Get him off this team. Wow, was I wrong with Javon. Like, there I was calling for him to be a starter for this team when we signed him and have Kobe come off the bench as that microwave scorer. Wow, man. Like, that. How wrong was I? How wrong was some of Bulls Nation with that? Damn, he's been an absolute friggin' disaster. Just to recap some other things, like, Kobe White, I couldn't be any happier with how he has developed this season. If he doesn't win Most Improved and it goes to Tyrese Maxey, then I've got no faith in the award system whatsoever, which I kind of don't anyway, because like you go back a couple of years, Ja Morant won the Most Improved Player Award. He was already a star player. Like, how is he the Most Improved Player when he's already a star? I mean, look at the numbers that Kobe White has. He's increasing numbers. Like, he's averaging an extra 10 points a game. Tyrese Maxey is averaging an extra maybe 3 or 4 points a game. And I think someone pointed out when Zach LaVine went down with injury, look how much the Bulls actually kind of improved with Kobe White taking a much higher role, as opposed to Philadelphia when Joel Embiid went down with his knee injury, and look how much Philadelphia fell off with Tyrese Maxey being the go-to guy. if you want to take that into account, there's absolutely no chance that Coby White is not the most improved player. And on saying that as well, if we, I don't know if anyone, how many of you guys saw it, there was that supposed leak document from NBA Communications about who, like who, which players have won the awards. Now, if that is true, then Coby White is in fact the NBA's most improved player. And on a side note for that, DeMar DeRozan is the Clutch Pro of the Year. Now, that document was leaked last year, and all of it was correct. Let's hope, you know, just for the sake of us leaving the season with some shiny awards to hang up in the Advocate Center, Coby White, Most Improved, DeMar DeRozan, Clutch Player of the Year. Let's hope we can get those to cap off what's been a very disappointing season. I mean, like, shit, I picked this team to win 46 games. I mean, I even had that small little clip that Hayes at Ball Central Pod asked, Chicago Ball Central, he asked a whole bunch of us creators to send in a quick video about preseason predictions. I mean, I picked this team to win 46 games and they win 39. Like, oof. But hey, if you pick the, if you're a betting person, then I believe the line for the Bulls wins over under was at 37.5. So if you put money on that, you won. So at least if you're right there. Don't think there's too much more to go on, and not that I actually have that much time left anyway, because I am on a tight schedule here. For the most part, obviously it's the end of this, the season's all done with, so I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone that I've interacted with on Twitter. Got it from Hayes, like I just mentioned, from Chicago Bulls Central, Justin from Bloody Horns Podcast, Matt Peck and Big Dave at CHGO, Mark Kay. Yes, I wish you all the best, mate. Congratulations on the birth of your little girl. Hope everything goes great. To like Derek and Melissa, Romina, Matt and Neil at C-Red UK, Justin also from the Nothing But Ball podcast. I should have mentioned in him with Derek and Melissa and Romina. There's too many of you guys now. Like Samity, Aiden, local Bulls fan. Like just to absolute everybody that I've interacted with over the season and the last previous seasons. I really do appreciate you guys interacting with me. I'm just a Bulls fan sitting in Australia, and now apparently the only Bulls content creator in Australia, because Mark K, as you all know, is no longer with CHGO. So Peck, Big Dave, Kevin Kuduk, you want another Aussie on the show? Hit me up. Let me know. Those guys aren't listening to this. But again, I appreciate everyone. It was a disappointing season. Very much looking forward to the draft lottery, see if we have any lottery luck. What comes from the NBA draft, and then as we head into free agency and the trades, the off-season trade season. And then, yeah, I'm already, you know, we've only been 2 days removed from Bulls basketball, and I'm already missing it. I mean, I don't know what to do with myself. Even though I do have my local Australian football team, Port Adelaide, to watch once a week, if I get to watch them at all. So yeah, I think I'll wrap it up there, guys. Almost home anyway, so it is time for me to wrap it up. So yeah, much love and appreciation to everyone. Thank you, Neil, for throwing me that mailbag question. You're the only one, so appreciate you, brother. Hope everything's good over in the UK, and you lucky son of a bitch, you got to go to Chicago. Mate, I hope it was amazing. I haven't caught up on that particular pod yet, back with your C-Red UK, with Matt, to recap how it went. But no doubt you had the absolute friggin' time of your life. So jealous. I hate you. Oh, really? No, I don't. Just jealous. But yeah, that'll do it, guys. I'm not sure. Like I've mentioned, my ability to record pods is going to be extremely sporadic. So yeah, I guess I'll catch you guys next time, whenever that may be. So until then, see you red, go Bulls.